us on this tremendous Tuesday morning, celebrating our Lord and Savior, excited about Jesus and what he's doing on the Master's call as he does a complete work in us and through us. Again, I'm Dr. Vanessa from Dallas, Texas, via Prayer View this morning, and praising God for the opportunity and the privilege to host this call. Thank you, Prayer General Amber, for holding down the fort. And I tell you, the people of God are coming in, and we are excited, excited, excited about each and every one of you. On behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts of Colorado Springs, and en route this morning in the air is Dr. J. And her husband on their way to Colorado Springs. We are praying for traveling mercies for them. We're going to go on and have our opening prayer this morning. Miss Amber, who is up to give us prayer this morning?
It's me.
Oh, I thought so. All right.
Yeah,
take it away, Prayer General.
Amen. Praise God. And again, we just thank God for, again, another day that he has made. We know that it was from the very foundations of the world that he established this Tuesday, June 28th. And so, Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your blood covering, Father God, that covered each and every one of us over the night, God. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for angelic assistance and angelic host that's encamped around about us, Father God. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for all things that pertained to life and godliness. God, you are the Alpha and Omega of our lives, Father God. So we submit ourselves, Father God, unto your glory and your glory alone. Holy Ghost, come in Jesus' name and baptize us with the Holy Ghost and fire. And God, we thank you that, Father God, each and every person that's on this prayer line and this word line, Father, this morning master call will receive each and everything that they need. I decree and declare a breakthrough anointing, a suddenly anointing, a right now anointing. We thank God for Artists International, our leaders, Father God, each and every person, God, the founders and the CEOs of Artists International, God. Bless them. Have your way upon them. From the platinum, Father God, on down to the advisors, the staff, everyone that's connected. For the ones that are not connected to artists, we bless them in their endeavor. We bless Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK as the host of this Master Morning Call. God, we bless, Father God, each and every host, God. Tiffany for standing in the gap. Dr. J for standing in the gap. We thank you for each and every speaker, Father God, Monday through Friday. Bless them, anoint them, God. Use them for your glory. Now, we pray for the person that will bring forth the word of God, that it will be burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of God by the blood of Jesus. We draw the bloodline between us and the enemy and the real God behind us. We come against every diabolical assignment in the airways and everything else in the name of Jesus. We veto and cancel your assignment against this call on today. God, we thank you for the anointing. Let rivers of living waters, we put a demand on the anointing. They decrease as you increase, as the Holy Ghost brings fire through their words and understanding of your word. God, we thank you as we submit ourselves, as your Shekinah glory is being even release right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, General. I tell you, that's a five-star prayer this morning. We praise God for you as we have strategically lined up the heavens. And I tell you now, the woman of God can freely flow behind a prayer like that. Thank you so much, Minister Amber, for your prayer. We have just a few announcements, and we want to definitely get our speaker up so that she has plenty of time to flow this morning. We again welcome you name by name, person by person, celebrating the Jesus in each and every one of you as the eagles that you are, that you have gathered on this master's call this morning. Again, I'm Dr. Vanessa, and I am so honored that God saw fit to yoke Dr. P.K. Roberts and I together with one mind and one mission statement, which we read each and every morning on this call, to keep the vision in front of you. And our mission statement for the Master's Call is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Oh, we want to speak to your spirit. Spirit and stir up the gifts of God inside of you, enriching you and enhancing you to go out and be and do all that you're called to be in Christ. And from this call, as the word of God goes forth freely, you will be empowered with the dunamis power of demonstration and the exousia authority to get the job done as God's ministers in the marketplace. And the scripture that the Lord has given us for this call can be found in Psalms 88:13. And in that 13th verse of Psalms 88, it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So we praise God that on this line it is truly all about Jesus and the prayers of the righteous, we know, availeth much. One of the assignments, missions, and mandates of this call also is to receive your prayer requests, your petitions, and lift them up, wrapped in the word of God, knowing that the anointing destroys the yoke and brings forth the breakthrough in our life. We encourage you to visit our website, where there is a rich arsenal of all the many messages since our Genesis beginning back in October of last year. We encourage you to be that evangelist in the marketplace and spread the word about this master's call by visiting www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, that's the masters with an S, morningcall.wordpress.com. And avail yourself to the many messages. Click on the link and just feed, and have a feast on the word of God. We also have an email where you can send the prayer requests and praise reports. We just love to hear from you. And our email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. I want to thank some of you who took the time to send to that email address. We're giving out salutations and congratulations to Dr. P.K. Roberts, our co-host. This coming tomorrow, the 29th, she is retiring from being a chaplain, one of the few black female chaplains in the entire United States Army, has served God well, been a Pentecostal on fire Holy Ghost chaplain in the Army and in Fort Carson right outside of Colorado Springs. We are celebrating tomorrow her retirement, and we have asked each and every one of you on the line to send her a shout-out, because I want to send them to her so she can sit down and read them and smile and cry and laugh and just be loved on, because she has truly poured out to all of us on the Master's Call and to our Artists International family. So please today is the day. We need you who have been putting it off to send that email to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, and in the subject line, just put congratulations or shout out to Dr. P.K. Roberts, and we will make sure that she gets these emails. Next, we want to remind each and every one of you who are part of our Artists International family, we thank God for that thread that brought us all together, to remind you to visit your back office. Exciting things are happening, East Coast, West Coast meetings, and remember, our company, our founders are giving away a car every month and getting ready for the Ring of Champions this fall, and just so many things happening. So go to your back office and do what I always laugh and say, that four-letter word that's not a cuss word, read and be informed. And those of you who are not a part of Artists who are on the call, we're encouraging you to give a serious look at this God-anointed and appointed family company that has been a blessing, excuse me, to so many of us on this line. Well, I want to get our speaker up. She's been with us before, such a blessing to our Master called family. We love her. We esteem her. She truly is a powerful woman of God. Some of you have heard her on the line before. I'm going to encourage you to get pen and paper out because and your Bible because she will always go to the Word. Our speaker this morning is Minister Lanika Scott, who is a wife, a mother, a daughter, a sister, a minister, a powerful teacher, mentor, and worshiper. And she is raising up through the Word of God in this season to teach His people about the wealth within. Her talents and gifts are many because she is an entrepreneur, a businesswoman of integrity, an internet guru, coach, marketing coach, and mentor. She is married to Greg Scott, and he is her rock, as she said, and more importantly, he's her friend. They have been married for 16 years, and I tell you, we have no excuse about getting on these calls in the morning because if she, as a mother of six, yes, six beautiful little girls can make it to the call, we know we can. Jasmine, Janae, Jayla, Joy, Jaira, and Jordan. And as she always officially says, yes, pray for her husband, Greg. She is a stay-at-home mom, has a website and doing some awesome things, a work-from-home mom. She is a platinum president in Artists International, truly a spiritual pillar in our company. I love her and appreciate her so much. And without further ado, I turn over the call and present to some but introduce this God-ordained mouthpiece for this morning, Minister Lanika Scott. The floor is yours.
Good morning. Praise be the name of the Lord, our God, that is so greatly to be praised. I tell you, we certainly serve a God who, yes, he gets the glory in spite of it all, in spite of what we may be dealing with in our minds, in spite of what we may be dealing with in our health, even our heart, and also our bank accounts. He gets all of the glory. So on this morning, I did want to just encourage the people of God. I think I talked a little bit about this one time before, but maybe God would even have me go a different angle. And I don't know why he's coming back here, but, you know, even Pastor Vanessa, as you know, when God gives a word to a minister, we're always the first partaker of that word. So I said, okay, God, I hear you. So let's, before we even go on into this morning, let us go right on over to Jeremiah 17. Jeremiah 17, starting at verse 5, I will just be reading three verses for you, 5 through 8. Again, that's Jeremiah 17, 5 through 8. And for those of you who are on the call this morning and you are taking notes, I want you to write this down. When our trust needs to change. When our trust needs to change. And then also, if I, you know, I want to give it another way. When our trust needs to shift. And you may say, Lanika, well, what shift? Change? What are you talking about? Shift back to God. Change back to God. So the King James Version of Jeremiah 17, verse 5 through 8, and it reads, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabit it. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope is the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh. But her leaf shall be green, and shall be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. And so even as we began to look at these passages of scriptures, one opposite in the spectrum, when we put our trust in man, yet another opposite end of the spectrum, when we begin to shift our trust and also put our trust in the living God. In a season like this, and in this season like never before, we need to make sure that our trust is rooted and grounded in the Lord. For so long we have allowed men, for long enough, I would say, you know, long enough, enough already, enough is enough to be the leaders of our decisions, to be the leaders of the things that we will even do. We have gone to man for so long for advice, and some of what has happened is because they were not carrying the counsel of the Lord, but yet they were carrying their own counsel or their own advice, then what has happened is some of us have been put in situations and places and circumstances that if we would have sought the face of God or sought his counsel or put our trust in him, then the very circumstances that we're in right now would not be. But I tell you, I thank God that he's a God of time redemption and also restoration. And he's a God that is always making changes and also maneuvering. So when those times come, when we do put our trust in man and when we do depend on man and when man lets us down, I praise God for his grace in that he'll always be there to be able to pull us out and also begin to set us back on course, the right direction, and even also perfect will and his perfect plan for our life. There's also a reminder to me that many of us, and certainly, you know, I can say all of us to a certain degree have created a snare in some areas because we have trusted in man and not so much as to God. You know, I even think about even for those people that are on the phone that are married or even have been married at some point in their life, because I do this myself. I find myself acting like this a lot more than what I should. Well, I'll put my trust in my spouse as opposed to even putting it in God. Because, see, there's some things that I don't care who he is or who she is or how anointed she is, how she can get a prayer through or how he can get a prayer through or how he can even open up the heavens with his voices, even with songs and ministry and praise and dance or whoever he or she may be. There are some things that only God can come in and heal. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So even for those of us that are on this line, I just pray even today that there will be a sense, another level of even examining that will go forth, even to how we are placing and putting our trust and our hope and just laying it all even in man as opposed to laying it all before God. Even as it pertains to business, yes, we host this call, rooted and grounded, is surrounding Artists International, very company that we are a part of, but just, you know, just in case there's other people on this phone that even don't even know what that is, even for those of you who have businesses, there have been times when we've put our trust in our business more than we have put our trust in God. And we have even placed and put our trust even in a company, and that company may not just be Artists, more than we have put it in God. We put our trust in riches and our finances and our bank accounts more than we have put it in God. We have put our trust even in friends at times more than we have put our trust in God. Even if you think about the fivefold ministry, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and even the teachers, oh, how we have even looked to the pastor for things that we would want him to do, but yet we did not go to God. And so even during this time and this season, I believe that there is a shift that got to occur. There's got to be another level of seek to God and also another level of seek after him. Don't get me wrong. Yes, I love the people of God. God has placed all of us here, and without people in the earth realm, that his very will cannot even be accomplished or even established, because it takes people to do things so that his will be perfected in the earth realm. So I do also want to make sure that I'm bringing balance to this teaching that is coming forth, because I don't want you to get off the phone and say, hold up now, wait a minute. If she's telling me not to put my trust in man, then if the man is the one that's responsible for my paycheck, or is the manager responsible for making sure this and that and the third is taken care of? Well, how can that be? I don't want you all to get that twisted or just also lose sight of what I'm saying here. I also want to make sure that we're adding balance. But I'll tell you, even for myself, there was a period and a time even in my life personally when the Lord said, you know what? I see what you're doing right here. You're allowing yourself to look to man. So even before you even seek me, now you're seeking him. Well, what did God say about this thing? Well, what did you think that mean? Yes, God gave us the same power and the same authority, because when Jesus went to that cross and the veil was torn, then he allowed us to now be able to freely go to the throne room ourselves and to come boldly before the throne of the Lord and become boldly and to begin to enter into his gates boldly. And now that we don't have to go through a man to now give answers to prayers, and now because we don't have to go through a priest to now hear the voice of God ourselves, and now because we don't have to go through a prophet now so that we can be able to hear the voice of the Lord, that is what I'm talking about right here. So I remember even during a time, and if I may encourage some, there was a time in our life where we had gotten so caught up in chasing man. I mean, you know, man told us we needed to be here at a certain time, and this was even in ministry, but I know that it would bless somebody on this line. Man was like, you need to be here at a certain time. We would show up. Man said this. That's what we would do. But yet in our heart, God began to say, it's another way. But because we had trusted man so much, we had begun to ignore the voice of God. We had begun to ignore the voice of the Holy Spirit, and we had found ourselves, my husband and I, even the children, even in a dangerous place. Because what happens is when you begin to get out the will of the Lord, then now the same grace, the same anointing, the same protection begins to lift. And so I say all of that to say this. God said, you know what? I've got to take y'all up out of that right now. And what it was he ended up taking, and I don't even know why I'm sharing this, because I hadn't been led. I wasn't going to share this, but obviously God is leading me this way. God took us out of this ministry for a set time and a set season. And though even people in the ministry was wondering, what's going on? You know, they were ministers here. They were leaders here. They all supposed to go. And as we begin to look back at why God was doing it the way that he was doing it, our eyes begin to open. And so even as you begin to think about and reflect on Jeremiah, where it talks about verse 6, for he should be like the heat in the desert and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness. You're talking about some very dry places, a place of drought, a place where there's no rain, a place where it's a little hot. And so as God began to allow us to reflect that, we begin to see blinders come off of our eyes, and he began to tell my husband and I, yeah, you all were walking in deception because you put your trust so much in man. And in some areas when I was trying to speak to you, in some areas when I was trying to get your attention, you couldn't hear me because your ears were so open to hearing the voice of man. And so now what I had to do is I had to pull you guys away because of the very garments that were being tainted by man, the very garments that were being stained by man, the things that I also wasn't allowing man to do that they were doing had now begin to fall on you. And because of this, now it's caused some things in your life to dry up that I hadn't even designed for your life. You see those areas right there? You see those times when you went through, when you really shouldn't have been going through, those droughts that you went through? I didn't ordain that for you during those particular times. Those particular times you were supposed to be reaping for the seeds that you had planted. those particular times you were supposed to be walking in abundance, but because of deception, but because you put your trust in man, I had to snatch you out. And it goes even deeper than that, but I'll just share just a little surface part of that, because when we begin to put our trust in man more than God, what will happen is our ears will become clogged, and it will be very hard for us to hear God. What happened is deception will take place, and blinders oftentimes will be put in place even on our eyes. And so I just want to encourage all of us on today, because there's a very thin line. There's a thin line, and I've been thinking about Artists International. Many of you on the phone, you've heard our testimony and how God just raised me up, a work-at-home mom, and you all have heard the testimonies, you know, making hundreds and hundreds of $1,000s. I think we had made a couple of months together, we did over $200,000, $100,000, I don't know, just crazy, ridiculous money. But, you know, even when the increase started to decrease and also even decline, for the artist family, for those of you who have been even with the family for the last few years, you know, there's been even a shifting that has happened in the money, in the finances. God said, Lanika, still will you trust me? The same God that came through before and cracked open the heavens is the same God that is standing here right now. The same God is deserving even of the same trust. I don't care what it looks like. So even with that, and even recently, I was just even thinking about the prayer line that I lead every morning. And I begin to tell them, don't put your trust in us. Man can fail. Don't put us up on no pedestals. The Bible even declares that, for we know in part, and we prophesy in part, and we see through a glass dimly. I believe that's what it says. I'm paraphrasing a little here. But don't put our trust in God. I mean, and man, don't put your trust in us. We got to turn it back to God. Like never before is a time for us to set aside some secret time of prayer. I told them the other day, I said, guys, I love you all. I love this prayer line, but allow this not just to be your one voice. Even outside of this, and even these calls that you get on, these morning master's calls, these inspirational calls, motivational calls, or whatever type of call that you're doing, whatever type of seek that you're even doing, even outside of that, God is still auctioning you to also have some quiet time with him, even if it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour. And I'll tell you, he will begin to bring forth thirst and a hunger like never before, and he will begin to show you some things, areas in your life. Clarity, talking about wisdom and revelation, will begin to fall even from heaven. So on today, I just want to share just a few scriptures with you just about trusting in the Lord. And I had a lot to share with you as far as trusting, but I don't have much time here. But thy God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior, thou savest me. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Most of you know that. And lean not into your own understanding or even man's understanding, but in all thy ways. The King James Version didn't say some of our ways, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. And so I want you to begin to examine areas in your life where you've trusted man more than you've trusted God, and just repent. Say, Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me. What was I thinking? Even as Paul said, you follow me as I do what? Follow Christ. Again, follow me as I follow Christ. The problem is many people are so caught up in their own agenda, their own plan, and their own will that they're not following the will of the Father, the will of Christ. And as a result of that, many are being led astray. As we begin to put our trust in God, know and understand that he is the way, the truth, and the light. No one comes to the Father but by him. And it is him that says, the enemy comes, but to steal, kill, and destroy. But he comes that we may have life and have it more abundantly. When our trust needs to change and when our trust needs to shift. Thank you so much, Pastor Vanessa, for allowing me to just share just for a few minutes with the people of God. God bless you, dear, and you know I love you. You are my heart. Turn the call back over to you.
Amen, woman of God. What a timely prophetic word. When our trust needs to change, hear this by the Spirit this morning. When our trust needs to shift, what do we hate the most? Change. What do we hate the most? When God leads us different ways. I always tell people of God, when you cannot trace his hand, you must grow up in him and trust his heart. He loves us more than we love ourselves. Powerful word, Minister Lanika. Thank you so much. Minister Robin, at this time, will you please come and seal this powerful word? It just was such a blessing, and lift up our prayer request. Robin, the floor is yours.
Pastor Vanessa, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, woman of God.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the word that you've spoken to your people, Lord. And Father, cause us to hear your word, Lord. Cause us to come before you, Father, just as the minister said, first and foremost, to repent in the name of Jesus for putting our trust in man, for putting our trust in a position, for putting our trust in a company, whatever the case may be. We come before you and we say, we're sorry, Lord. We repent. No more. Show us those areas, Lord, so that we will truly trust you in all of our ways, acknowledge you, lean not to our own understanding. So, Heavenly Father, as we come before you and we pray, we know your word, Lord. We are putting our trust in you. We know that you are the healer. We pray for your people, Father. We know your word will not return void unto you. You said everything that has a name bows to the authority of Jesus. So sickness has to bow. Sickness has to bow in Jesus' name. Depression has to bow in the name of Jesus. Poverty has to bow in the name of Jesus. For we know, Lord God, that you are the one who is the all-sufficient one. We thank you, Lord God, for the surgery that's going to take place on Thursday. We thank you for the favor with the physicians, with the anesthesiologists, with the nurses, Lord God. We thank you for your compassion, Father God. We thank you because you're the great physician, and you will be the one guiding them and directing them by the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for those that are traveling, for you are Jehovah Nisi, and your banner of protection surrounds them. No harm shall come to them in Jesus' name. We thank you for the celebration that's going to take place tomorrow for Pastor PK. We thank you for the event that's taking place in July for Marie Preston, Father. Lord God, you knew all of this before the foundation of the world. We thank you, Lord, that it will be a glorious time unto you, Father, and you get all the honor and all the glory. And, Father, most importantly, Lord, your word that has been spoken to us this day, cause us, Lord God, to meditate on that word. Cause us, Lord God, to come before you and to seek you, to hear your voice and to speak to us. Show us those areas that need to be changed, Father. We thank you for Minister Lanika, Father. Thank you for her sensitivity to the Holy Ghost, to your voice, Lord God. Thank you for letting her be one of those individuals, Father, along with Minister and Pastor Vanessa, Father, as they bring your word forward to your people, Father. Cause us to hear your word, Lord. Not just to be a doer, Father. Hear your word. Hear your word, Father, to go forward and to act on your word and to be changed by your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen, woman of God. Thank you for sealing that prayer, strategically covering it in the word and in the blood of Jesus. We thank you for covering those prayer requests because this ministry is all about lifting up the name of Jesus and standing in the gap for your prayers. my God, Minister Lanika, thank you. That was a strategic word. People of God on this line, as the Word of God says, let those who have ears to hear, hear this message this morning by the Spirit of the Lord. This entire ministry, this entire country, we're in a mode of shifting, of transitioning. Don't get left behind. Hear the Word of the Lord and ask God, stay in close relationship. Trust God, powerful word, and our prayer general. Thank you, as usual, for opening up the heavens so that prophetic word could go forth freely. And to each and every one of you on the Master's Call line, we appreciate you for being a part of this family. And we want to again remind you to go to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com and shoot a shout-out to our Dr. P.K. Roberts, so that she will hear from each and every one of you. Just love on her, love on her, love on her with your own words, and just express what's on your heart. Now, as you go out this day, as we always encourage you, now you submit and obey the call that God has on your life from the Master and be his minister in the marketplace. Have an awesome day in God. Bye-bye and be blessed. And our prayer warriors, if you will hang on the line as the others, you are dismissed and have a blessed day.